This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Financial plans are essential to map the financial future of an individual or an institution, but personal financial planning is different from institutional planning. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains the differences between these two types of planning on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
What really makes for a good financial plan? What all should I try to plan for? What do most people do? Well, those are the kinds of questions from individuals who come to see me that I get the first time that we visit. What do most people do in real life? Well, they do nothing. Or they wait, saying that they'll do something later. And of course, waiting allows you to do nothing, but with a measure of dignity. The good folks at the Certified Financial Board of Standards advises that the best way to develop a solid financial plan is by examining your current situation, setting financial goals, and measuring your progress. Now, before I offer my own wish list for the contents of a healthy financial plan, let me ask a question. Where is most of the money in this country? Most of the money in the world? No, I'm not looking for answers like Manhattan or Silicon Valley or even Oak Ridge. What I have in mind is the very important distinction that most of the wealth of this country is owned by corporations, companies, and institutions of one kind or another. It's not that there are no wealthy individuals or families, but even then, much of their wealth resides inside corporations and companies and institutions. After all, wealth has got to reside somewhere. And if most of the wealth resides in those corporations, companies, and institutions, it makes sense to understand that much of what Wall Street does is to meet the needs of those prosperous, if inanimate, players. And there's a big difference between a corporation, a company, and an institution, and an individual or a family. The difference? Life. Human life. The individual needs and wants of an inanimate institution and those of human beings are similar in some ways. Both generally want to improve their earnings, improve cash flow, manage debt, minimize taxes, minimize risk, and ultimately grow their wealth. And most institutions and individuals have guiding values or principles that inform the goals that they have for their money. A charity may want to fund cancer research each year. A father may want to send his son to college in 3 years. What institutions generally do not have to face is limitations imposed by human life. Institutions don't get the flu. In fact, they never get sick. They don't get disabled. They don't get depressed. They don't get weary or die in automobile accidents. So my biggest disappointment with most financial plans is the failure to address the human side. That's why I prefer to call it personal financial planning as opposed to institutional financial planning. Both personal and institutional financial plans should address insurance and risk management, budgeting, cash flow, debt management, and investing. But a personal financial plan must make allowance for humanity and human nature. In fact, I'd go so far as saying that this personal side really is the side that should be emphasized. That means including such topics as personal growth, communication, personal non-financial goals, wishes, dreams, stages of life, how to handle human illness, disability, or death, fear, and many, many others. It's not one or the other, it's both. And that's where these circles converge. That is the sweet spot of personal financial planning. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.